Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And this is Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for tuning in. I so greatly appreciate it. Did you know Matthew 10 tells us, whatever I tell you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who's able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a copper coin, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father's will? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are of more value than many sparrows. I want to encourage you in this Thanksgiving time that God has a plan, has a purpose, and he's working it out. And he wants you to be a part of it. And you can through Jesus Christ, his son. If you've never professed faith in Jesus Christ, I encourage you to do that today. Simply pray this prayer. Father, please forgive me for all my sins. Take them away from me and help me to become the person that you created me to be. I desire to have relationship with you. And I ask Jesus Christ to become the Lord of my life. I put my faith in him and I believe on the promises that you've made. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, reach out to me and let me know. I'd love to hear from you today. And know this, we are God's chosen generation, chosen for such a time as this. And every day when you listen to the program and you hear the opening that we play, that is a reminder of who you and I are. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm having some issues with my technology, and I'll share with you as we get a little bit further into the program a situation that arose yesterday that we all need to be very, very concerned about, and I've got a statement that I'm going to read to go along with that. Of course, Michael Morris will be with us, Newsbusters and Free Speech America, to kick things off. Bottom of hour number two, Rick Manning will be joining us, and I'm hoping that Brian Braes, who is with the People's Convoy, is going to be with us as well, but we will see if he's able to make that call and get on with us. If not, Rick and I have plenty to share with you. I promise, lots to discuss. So we will not have a problem filling the air with good information. Also coming up, top of the next hour, David Shostokas will be with us. And we may have a little conversation. There's a number of things that are happening relative to our freedom and our free rights and so on. And again, I think part of the topic of my program today is going to be about free speech and why that's important, why our liberties are so significantly important, and why our founders believe that those liberties were so important that they were worth shedding blood over and dying for. And I'm going to share something with you, and then I'll ask for my guests' thoughts on it. Let's see, bottom of the hour, Emery McClinton will be with us. He'll give us his take on last night's SOTU speech. That's a State of the Union speech by the by Pokum China Joe, and we'll get his thoughts on that. I'm going to tell you, I didn't watch it. Based on the day that I was having yesterday, it was probably not going to be a good thing for me to sit there and watch a man lie and vomit all over our Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. I just wasn't going to be interested in doing that. Let me welcome my next guest to the program. There's a nice little introduction. Welcome someone who's fighting for free speech at Newsbusters and Free Speech America, Michael Morris. Michael, welcome. Good to have you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on the show.
Absolutely. My pleasure. My pleasure. I don't know. I mean, I kind of feel like that's what he does every day is that he just basically vomits all over our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, and our rights and our freedoms and our liberties. It's appalling the policies that he's put in place and the things he continues to do and the fake news media that continues to cover for him.
Yeah, look, you know, the liberal media is constantly covering for the Biden administration and the left, and that's their calling card, right?
Yeah.
You know, particularly during election season, which we're in right now, 2022, we've got midterms coming up here in November, and NBC was, you know, one of the only outlets that seemed confused and uninspired by his State of the Union address last night. In fact, Savannah Guthrie tried to set up Chuck Todd on NBC about the SOTU, and she said, "Chuck, when we look back at the speech in history and the moment that we're in, not just as a nation but the world, I mean, the president framed it democracy versus autocracy." Later, she said, "Did it meet the moment in terms of, you know, the real good versus evil struggle that is unfolding?" And Chuck Todd had a surprising answer. He said, "I fear this is going to feel like a speech that didn't age well." And, you know, he's probably right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it doesn't surprise me. The things that I've heard, and we'll get a response from Emory in the next in our next segment. Well, did you watch the speech, and what were your takeaways?
Well, I've got to be honest. I did not watch the speech, okay. But I know a lot of people here at Newsbusters did. But, you know, one thing is interesting, and I think Ted Cruz hit the nail on the head. Cruz mocked and said it's a State of the Union miracle. For those of you that did watch and knew about the rule beforehand, the mask mandate was lifted just before the State of the Union speech there at the Capitol. I mean, how amazing is that? That all of a sudden, we've been told for 2 years that masks will stop the spread and it'll protect you and protect others. But all of a sudden, we're in an election year. We're coming up to the State of the Union address, and all of a sudden the mask mandates are dropped. What gives? Did coronavirus just disappear all of a sudden right before Biden's speech? Apparently so. And of course, a lot of the prognosticators are speculating that, in fact, what's going on here is the optics would have looked bad. If the President of the United States, the Vice President, the Speaker of the House were all wearing masks on national television.
Yeah, well, and I understand too that we had two members of Congress that reminded President Biden about some things that he needed to be reminded about, like, you know, 13 dead Americans as a direct result of the decision and how the Afghanistan withdrawal, and it wasn't really a withdrawal, it was a running away, but the withdrawal took place. 13 Americans died, and based on what he said last night, you know, he was MIA again when it comes to that. He was talking about his son, and you know, I have sympathy for his son. I have some thoughts about his son dying of cancer and you know, wondering relative to how his father behaves towards the military, how his father behaves towards this nation, if there weren't some conflicting issues between he and his son, who apparently loved this country and gave his life or signed on the dotted line to give his life for this nation and for the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Well, President Biden also said something else that was pretty interesting last night, apparently. He talked about funding the police, which was something else that his party has not been calling for the last couple of years, at least here. And the media, of course, backing them all the way. Instead, he called for, instead of defunding the police, like I said, what his party's been doing, he actually called for funding the police and backing the police. Not only that, but he called for big tech, ironically, to strengthen privacy protections for children online, ban targeted advertising to children, and stop collecting kids' personal data, which Senator Marco Rubio and Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers urged the president to join them in doing just that. So it's interesting, you know, the left has been calling for censorship and using big tech as a cudgel for other people. And, Biden has allowed the Chinese-affiliated, the communist Chinese-affiliated TikTok to continue here in the U.S. while also encouraging big tech to censor seemingly political opponents.
Well, and it's interesting to note, you know, remember the behavior of the Democrats towards President Trump when he spoke. Remember all of the women dressed in white? I mean, that was an out and out in your face to the President of the United States. There were backs that were turned on President Trump as he walked into the room. Snubs that were given. And let's not forget, two completely and totally illegal impeachment proceedings that were orchestrated by the congressional members of the Democratic Party and then followed up by the Democratic senators, both of which now we know are absolutely, completely and totally a hoax. Just saying.
What we've heard for the last, three or four years leading up to before Biden came into office was Russia, Russia, Russia.
Yeah.
And interestingly, big tech just now has decided to pull some of the Russia state-affiliated accounts. You know, they were more than happy to leave them up when Trump was in office. But now that all of a sudden that Russia's gone into Ukraine, Now, they're going after these accounts. Now, here at MRC Free Speech America, we're not calling for the removal of stuff. We're not calling for censorship. In fact, quite the opposite. What we're saying is how hypocritical. You know, they removed President Donald Trump while he was in office. And yet, you know, it took Russia invading Ukraine for big tech to decide, you know, now that we're receiving all sorts of flack and all sorts of pressure, maybe we should remove it.
Well, and if you're on social media and you're saying something they don't want you to say, they'll cancel you, which is exactly what happened to me yesterday. I got notification on Saturday that Vimeo had an issue with the interview that I did on this program with Drs. Judy Mikovits and Dr. Brian Hooker. The irony, Michael, of it is that in the second part of that, with the second half hour, which was Dr. Brian Hooker, we really didn't get into a lot of issues about, and his background actually was in taking and working in the arena where, you know, mRNA and all of that, but with plants, okay? This was his background. He did that for 10 years, and now he's an instructor at Simpson. But here's the thing. What he did bring up several times in that conversation was, if you're talking about these issues, and you and I talked about this last week, if you're talking about vaccines, if you're saying something about vaccines that they don't like, they will censor you. Sure enough, Vimeo took down the video of Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Brian Hooker, Todd Benzman, and Tracy Fenton on Saturday night, sent me a notice. This has broken our terms. I was responding back to them on Monday when they took down another video, and then within hours took down a third video, and yesterday canceled my account and deleted my videos off the Vimeo platform.
Wow. You know, that's actually something that we track, and I know we talked about this before the show this morning. You know, MRC Free Speech America, using our censortrack.org database, tracked 808 examples of cases where big tech censored COVID-19 debate, and that's exactly what it appears they yep. have done to you.
Yep.
Interestingly, the WHO was allowed to post misinformation. They posted that the Chinese authorities had no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission, but that's still on Twitter, not censored.
Well,
pretty unbelievable.
And CDC has come out and admitted that, yes, there is such a thing as natural immunity, and that natural immunity is proving to be stronger than their, inoculations. So the CDC now has come out and said that when they wouldn't say it. But if you say that on social media, they'll deplatform you. Michael Morris, my guest. I'll be back. I'm your host, Chosen Generation Radio, Pastor Greg.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and supported us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells, would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the Borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. Pandragari. Motor chala de do mein. And you can.
Now back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, I sent out a message, Michael, yesterday about, you know, that Vimeo had deleted my account. Deleted my testimony, my sermons in India, as well as my programming, about 308 videos. But that they'd canceled me off of there. So if you go on my posts, on all my video posts, all of that on my website, it all says, this video no longer exists. But here's the thing. My goal or thought in fighting this is that we're continually, by force or resign, giving or having taken away ground in the fight for our liberties. I'm glad there are alternative sites, but what conservatives fail to grasp is that the undergirding principles of these alternative sites has to be God. Our founders gave up everything because they saw a greater reward, and life, liberty, and abundant life are not just gifts, but who we are as God's children created in His image. To live is Christ and to die is gain. That also holds a person to a true moral code, knowing there will be a judgment day and consequences for evil acts left unrepented for. Jesus once shared a parable of two sons. One said no and later was obedient. The other said yes, but then did not do what he agreed to. While the listeners gave the right answer, it seems many get confused by the message. Jesus says to them, the tax collectors and prostitutes will enter ahead of them, not because they answered wrong, that the son who acted righteously was better than the disobedient one, which he was, but that though they could answer the truth and see the truth, they themselves did not follow their own advice when it related to John the Baptist or Jesus himself. For they rejected John and Jesus, even seeing the change in the lives of the followers. At a later time, he would say to them, you speak the right words, honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. Capitalism is based on biblical principles. To do everything is unto the Lord, giving your best. Who is he that runs a race if not to win? Who begins to build a building, not counting the cost, intending to finish it? The principles of Christianity were what set the Christian community apart. Less disease, more production, happier people, and greater wealth accumulation. The Jews practiced this, and Christians did too. Constantine was motivated to embrace Christianity because of the sheer volume of evidence that Christians did everything better than the Roman heathens. Thus, to my point, if the alternative platforms do not have a moral God-founded base, and if they have not a plan for succession to maintain that, then we will lose those platforms as well. Vimeo was great until IAC bought it, and then it was not. Our fight is not just for the words that I will, but for the actions that support those intentions and keep them just, righteous, and worth dying for. Only God's worth all that. Only liberty given by God is worth dying for, because liberty authored by men can be taken by those same men, and now we're back to square one. Thus, our fight is not for the liberty we see, but to set free the soul only God can see, and only He can give us that kind of freedom, a freedom that is worth dying for.
Yeah, so I think you hit the nail on the head in terms of liberty, right? So what you're talking about, what I believe you're talking about, is natural law. And so our freedoms come from God. They're not from government. They're not from man. They come from God, and they precede government. In fact, that's precisely the way our Constitution was devised and set up by the founding fathers. And what's happening here is big tech is stepping in under the color of government through Section 230 and then picking and choosing the speech that it wants to be allowed to be spoken on the internet.
Yep.
And that's a clear violation of our First Amendment protections, our First Amendment liberties that the founding fathers put in our Constitution. And you know, here we had, again, and I mentioned this before the break, Vladimir Putin had 4.9 million followers combined in his two verified Twitter accounts, 46,100 subscribers on his Kremlin verified YouTube channel, until big tech got enough pressure to remove him thanks to the invasion of the Russian army in Ukraine. Yet President Donald Trump was removed from office while he was president of the United States. You know, there's no comparison between Trump and Putin in this regard. Trump did not invade, an unsuspecting country,
right,
like Putin did. And yet there's a false equivalency being made by the media and by big tech. And so, again, it's not a matter of we're not calling for censorship. In fact, the answer to bad speech or wrong speech is more speech, not less. And so Free Speech America is here to protect speech and protect our God-given liberties that are enshrined in the Constitution of the United States.
Well, and so many, you know, would say that, you know, our nation is not Christian because there were other religions or other belief systems that were allowed by our founding fathers to exist within the colonies. That couldn't be further from the truth. America was founded on Christianity, but the reason it was founded on Christianity is because Christianity gives the greatest level of liberty and freedom, whether you are a believer or you are not. When living within a society, with living within a culture, there is an opportunity to have free debate. And our founding fathers were so secure in what they believed and what they understood that they believed that once presented with the facts and the truths of Christianity, conversion would take place. And it did. Revival broke out in America. That's what spawned the United States. Back after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. One of his accolades was an award that he was given for his Tea Party activism and his patriotism, and that's in the state of Indiana, if I'm not mistaken, brother. Do I remember that correctly, Emery?
Yeah, if you're talking about the one from the governor, yes, and the other one was
Prosperity, which was in the city of Las Vegas through Americans for Prosperity.
Okay, right. Yeah, no, I was thinking about the one that was given to you by the governor there in Indiana when they recognized and honored you for all of your hard work in fighting for our freedoms and for our liberties. So I just I always remember that. And then yes, and I actually have a picture up of you standing in front of the Americans for Prosperity backdrop. And of course that was when you accepted the award from them that you just mentioned in Las Vegas, Nevada, for your fight for our freedoms and our liberties as well. So there you go. Applause to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I really was surprised by the one from the governor, Mitch Daniels, and it was really quite an honor to be called a distinguished Hoosier.
That is awesome, man. That is awesome. Well, and it comes with a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears, and hard work to get there. So appreciate it. And you're still in the fight. That's the other part. Emery is here today representing Project 21 Black Leadership Network, and we are proud to be partnered with them as a media partner that brings representatives from Project 21 Black Leadership Network to our program bimonthly. We have someone that comes on the program here on Wednesdays and speaks their mind on issues. And what an issue to talk about this morning, the State of the Union from last night. Give me some of your thoughts relative to the things that he said, and then we'll kind of get into also, because he brought race into it once again. And every time that he talks about it, the hypocrisy is almost drowns you.
Yeah, he started off, like I said, and on a roll, and he had lots of applause in the beginning of the speech. And he started off, of course, by mentioning a few things about Ukraine and what was going on over in there. But the problem that I saw with that, first off, and I'm not the only one, I've listened to some of the pundits this morning, including Newt Gingrich, who says that he was acting like it was a victory lap, and that the war was over and that Putin had been stopped, and that the Ukraine was no longer in danger. Even Ambassador Nikki Haley agreed with that assessment. And I was kind of happy about that, because I picked up on that right away. I said, wait a minute, he's talking as if everything is back to normal, that America has done everything that it needs to do, the world has done everything that it needs to do to bring this whole situation to a fruition. But that's not the case at all. This thing is just getting started.
Well, I was on the phone this morning with our pastor friend over there in the Ukraine, and I agree. Now, here's something that he did say, and this is for those that are out there that are suggesting or pushing back on the idea of American troops and what have you. Well, here's what he said. He said, you know what? We don't want the UN over here. We don't want NATO troops. We don't want U.S. troops. We don't want anybody's troops. We're fighting this fight on our own. Now, what we do want is we want prayer. We want the rest of the world to stop buying gas and oil and funding the Russians and their war against us. We want increased sanctions so that that puts pressure on all of them, the seizure of all of the oligarchs, yachts and properties and so forth, which was discussed last night and is beginning to take place. And then we would appreciate any munitions or any weapons of war that can be given to us to assist us, but not occupation. We don't need to be occupied. We don't want somebody else coming in here and thinking that now they're going to start telling us how to run our country. We are an independent nation, and we intend to stay that way, and that's what this fight is about. It's about freedom and about liberty.
Yes, and I picked up on that also from his speech, and also from the speech last night from Joe Biden. He somewhat hinted around that. And then, like I said, it's the talking points of most of the pundits on today. And rightly so, because those are proud people. And as we can see from the media, people are stepping up to the plate, from not only from their boxers, ordinary people, older people. I read an article the other day where people in their 80s and 90s are stepping up to the plate saying, hey, I'm going to fight for my country. Those people realize what freedom and liberty means. And one interesting contrast is that the president, he considers those people to be patriots. He considered those people to be people that are fighting to preserve their homeland and freedom. But yet at the same time, he considers the same people that are trying to restore this nation here in America as insurgents and for holding an insurrection. I just don't understand that. So what was his speech supposed to be last night? A State of the Union or a foreign affairs speech?
Well, and it's interesting that he started the speech off. And again, I didn't see the speech, but I've read the excerpts of it. He started the speech off by suggesting this tonight we're going to talk about unity, except that everything that he spoke about, from what I could see, Emery, was incredibly divisive, as has been his entire presidency.
That's absolutely true. And what he said also, which really sticks out, and I've heard a few people quote that, I wrote a note down last night. One of the first statements that he made is that freedom will always triumph over tyranny. And I'm not quite sure what he meant by that, because if he was really sure of that being a true statement, then why is the Democratic Party and the Biden administration fighting so hard to prevent the American people from preserving our freedom and our liberty?
Well, because freedom and liberty obviously is not the goal. You know, there's also a lot of people that are, you know, kind of up in the air, I guess, with regards to, you know, what side of this battle, you know, they should be, or who they should be rooting for. Again, our pastor over there speaks pretty clearly and precisely about that. Ladies and gentlemen, Vladimir Putin is not a good man. And his, you know, he uses, as has been the case, and having been a former Russian linguist in the Air Force during the Cold War, I can tell you that they use propaganda and they use disinformation to attempt to, well, change the way that people perceive things. And that hasn't changed at all, Emery, not even a little bit.
No, it haven't. And even from the days of Reagan, going back to Reagan, when we knew about Putin, well, maybe not that far back, but there was, as far as we've known about Putin, we've known that him being a KGB agent, what his goals and what his statements were toward world dominance and so forth, and how he used propaganda to get to where he is. And he still uses that same propaganda, as you said, even to this day. And that is one of the major points of the Communist Manifesto, to make sure that their agenda is so stealth that the average person can't figure it out. And if they do figure it out, it's almost too late. And we're seeing that played out over and over and over again in the, during the Putin administration.
Well, and, you know, one of the greatest examples, and it's used in the disinformation book that's written by General Pacheco, and there used to be a film about it, and I think I've still got the CD, the DVD, and I think probably one of these days what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and play it on our TECNTV.com network with Kenneth McClinton's permission, of course. But one of the things that's in there is they base it on what happened to Pope Pius. You know, Pope Pius in 1959 was given the highest honor you could be given by a non-Jewish citizen of Israel for having saved over a half a million Jews from the Nazi incineration camps, okay? And yet by 1963, he was being called the Nazi Pope. And General Pacheco explains that that was entirely predicated on propaganda. It was predicated on a comic book that was printed on Russian presses and sent out all over the world in an effort to defame him. Because, of course, what the Nazis were trying to do was to defame the Catholic Church, or I should say the communists were trying to defame the Catholic Church, because they've got to eliminate Christianity and Catholicism and traditional Orthodox Christianity in Russia were the strongholds that kept the people from embracing communism. And it's still the case today. We got just about a minute. Go ahead, Emery, and then we're going to take a break.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And what we're seeing today is a play up on all of that. And like you said, most American people, including myself, we're not experts on what's going on here in Ukraine. And we really don't know which side to believe and what's going on. But we're digging into this and trying to put two and two together to come up with four.
Well, and again, you know, I this is one of the reasons why I've been visiting again with my friend Pastor Vitaly. I spoke with him a lot in 2014 when the Putin puppet was deposed and Poroshenko took over, and getting it from him because he's boots on the ground and he's been there the whole time. Back after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Here's a Renewing Your Mind Minute with Dr. R.C. Sproul.
The law is not a way of salvation, but it is a way of sanctification. It is a way of manifesting one's obedience to the God who saves us by grace. Just as in the New Testament, Jesus says to his disciples, who are not saved by their works, but by his, if you love me, keep my commandments. And also, the law not only reveals the holiness of God, but it also is a mirror by which we see our lack of holiness. And in that, the law is not something that's antithetical to the gospel, but it is the schoolmaster that drives us to Christ. So that one of the most important functions of the law of God is to reveal to us our need for grace, our need for the Redeemer.
For today's special offer, visit renewingyourmind.org.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected,
and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till he comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you're my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest, Emery McClendon. You can find Emery McClendon at Project 21 Black Leadership Network. And you can find Project 21 Black Leadership Network on the front page at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. ChosenGenerationRadio.com, our website. Just click on CG Contributors and you will see the Project 21 Black Leadership Network logo. Click on that and you'll go over. You'll find all the updated news, the articles, the things that they are putting out in the media, as well as be able to follow and track all of the wonderful people that are a part of that wonderful leadership network. And we were talking about, Joe Biden and the issues related, especially, it's interesting. Michael Morris was just on with me at the beginning of the program. And he was talking about how, NBC, they were trying to kind of prop up the speech. And one of the statements of one of the commentators over there was, to the effect of, we're at such a historic time. Did this speech meet those historic standards? And the gentleman that was responding kind of was like, well, this probably isn't going to hold up so good in history. Give me your take. You've got the Ukrainian situation going on. We've got the continued threat with China. We've got Iran that has threatened to bomb us and has basically said we're going nuclear. You've got the deterioration happening in the Middle East. You've got a completely open border. You've got cartel issues. You've got violence in American streets. You've got joblessness. You've got inflation, gas prices through the roof because of energy policies. And supply chain is still, nobody's talking about it, but all those vessels are still sitting off the coasts with nowhere to unload. Tell me, and then he wanted to come in and kind of try to talk about, his accomplishments. I'm not exactly sure what that looks like for an American citizen.
Yeah, one of the first things that came to my mind last night when he started talking about that was, why don't you speak to the issue of whatever happened to what's going on off of our offshore with all those vessels that are out there anchored at sea with no place to go? Mm-hmm. One we learned that had so many cars on it, thousands of cars on it, burned up and sunk. And then there's other problems. But yeah, I agree with you. I can't see how this speech could go down in any kind of history except bad history. Because the president last night looked very weak, and he looked like he was trying to skirt his way around all of the important issues that we're facing today just to placate and please his base of voters. What he did last night was basically promise them all kinds of largesse to keep their minds off of what's really going on in the world historically.
And that's a shrinking base, Emery, I might add. I mean, we're down to about, you know, like 30 to 35% of the population. That's not a very big number.
No, it's not. You know, with over a 55% or somewhere around 55% disapproval rate.
Yeah.
And like you said, they're estimating any, like you said, in the 30 percentile of the people that disapprove of what he's doing. And the polls
that approve. That approve of what he's doing. Yeah, go ahead.
Right. And the polls this morning are showing that more people are dissatisfied with what's going on, and they don't think the speech meant anything, and that he's skirting the issues, and they're dissatisfied with what's going on, and they want answers. And one of the things that we do know from talking to our friends and our neighbors is that they are waking up, and they don't see any way possible that the Biden policies and what he's trying to pass along through Congress will do anything to improve things here in America.
Well, Ipsos is showing a 55% disapproval to 42% approval. One of the other larger ones, Quinnipiac, is showing 52% disapproval to 40. YouGov, which is really, I think, you know, very close to actually the people, if you will, 57% disapprove to 45% approve. Which doesn't really make a whole lot of sense, because I think if you run those numbers, that's 102%. So I don't really know how that works. But you know, the 538, which is really not a conservative group, as has been revealed, but they're at 53.1% disapproval to 41.3% approval. And if you go around the streets and talk to people, you know, I don't know very many people that you're going to be able to actually find and speak to that are going to say, oh, yeah, I think Joe Biden's a great president doing a great job.
You're absolutely right. And those that are people who just do not pay any attention to the news or any attention to what's going on. They're just out there to see what they can get from the government or what the government will do to make them more and more dependent. And that's exactly what the Biden administration is banking on. I have spoken to relatives, and I've spoken to other people, and I asked them, are you going to listen to the State of the Union? Are you paying attention to what's going on? And a large percentage of the black community that I've talked to, especially using my relatives as a bigger sample, the answer is no. And it's a shame, because they think that the president is doing a great job, but yet they have no idea what that job is. So I think those polls, every one of them, are probably being generous to him. And we're going to see the results, I think, come up in May and also in November. And I think that if the Republicans do have an opportunity to retake the House and the Senate, they had better step up to the plate, or America is going to be totally on its last leg. Well, to turn things around and restore this nation.
Let me ask you this. Let's kind of bring this down to the kitchen table, so to speak. When you talk to your relatives, do they have concerns about the rise in the price of gas? Is that impacting them?
Yeah, they talk about that all the time, and they talk about how crazy they think President Biden is, and that he's demented and that he's senile. But yet, at the same time, they agree. And they're looking for him to do more and more to line their pockets and to bring them out of, I guess you could make a comparison with Israel being in the wilderness coming into the promised land. That's all they look at. And even with him mentioning around the bush last night about mm-hmm. racism and what's going on, he didn't mention Black Lives Matter or the 1619 Project or critical race theory, but he hinted toward those ideas. And he's got the people so blinded with that they think that what he's trying to do is to help them. But in the long run, it's really depressing them and making them go further and further into the abyss.
Well, and I know that the, you know, one of the big things that you guys try to do and we try to do here on our program as well is to reach into the black community and make them aware of what's really going on. And one of the things that I would remind the black community is this. You had a black American president for 8 years, and the unemployment rate in black America went up to some of the highest levels in its history.
The world is full of lonely, unfulfilled souls looking for something they never seem to find. This week on A New Beginning, Pastor Greg Laurie points out happiness is found in the most unlikely place. Well, see, the pathway to happiness is not paved with selfishness, but selflessness. Learn more this week on A New Beginning.